says that I did nothing else.
Good morning. So this Sunday, we are going to celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, a very special day when we were able to go back to Yerushalayim, to Daven at the Kotel, and very special. So I thought that we would talk a little bit today about Yerushalayim. We spoke about this a little bit in the past, but something else that we always talk about is that what something is called is really the essence of what it is. A person's name is their mahus, it's their essence. The name of a place also sheds light on what that place is. So I thought today we would discuss a little bit about the name of Yerushalayim, where Yerushalayim got the name from, and what that means to us today. So we're going to go back to Parshas Lech Lecha. We have Perek Yudalad Pasuk Yudchet. Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'yayin V'hu Kohen Le'el Elyon. So what happens? We have Avraham, he just completed the war of the four kings versus the five kings, and Avraham emerges victorious. And Malki Tzedek goes out, Malki Tzedek, who's called the king of Shalem, he goes out and he greets Avraham with bread and water. So who is Malki Tzedek? Rashi tells us, Umalki Tzedek, Medrash Agadah, Hu Shem ben Noach. Who is Malki Tzedek? He is Shem, the son of Noach. Lechem v'yayin, kach osim liyigiyei melchama, ve'erelo she'en b'libo olav al sheharaget banav. So, he goes out to Avram, who just finished this war. He must be obviously starving. He was very involved. And he goes out and he brings him bread and water, because that's what you do for someone who's been very involved in a war. And also, not only that, but Malki Tzedek is showing Avram, listen, Avram, I'm not upset with you that you killed my children, because Kedar La'Omer was the king of Elim, and Elim was one of the kings, was one of the children of Shem, and that's one of the kings that obviously Avraham killed. And Shem is saying, not only am I giving you bread and water, but I'm showing you that I'm not upset with you that you killed my son. Umedr Sagada, Ramaz lo al ha-menchot v'al ha-nesachim she'yakrivu sham banav. And the Medrash tells us what else? He's hinting to Avraham, through giving him bread and water, of these different karbanos, the mincha and the nesachim, that him and his children are going to bring. The source of this Medrash is in Bereishis Rabbah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Helchos Kahuna Gedula Gilalo, Lechem Zelechem Apanim, Yayin Elo HaNesachim, V'Rabbanan Amri, Torah Gilalo, Shnemar Lechu Lachmu Belachmi, V'Shetu B'Yayin Mesachti. So basically, What is Shem ben Noach? What is Malki Tzedek showing to Avram? He's actually revealing to him things that have to do with kahuna, with priesthood. What is lechem? Not just simply bread, but the lechem upon him. Yayin is the nesachim, etc. And there's another opinion that says actually Malki Tzedek revealed to him Torah. So Malki Tzedek is the king of Shalem. But what is Shalem? So the Ramban and Ibn Ezra tells us Shalem is Yerushalayim, Shene'emar Vayihi B'suko Shalem. So Malki Tzedek is the king of Shalem. Shalem is really another name for Yerushalayim, like we have this pasuk in Tehillim that tells us, Vayihi B'suko Shalem. So if Shalem is the original name of Yerushalayim, remember that's the first source we have in Tanakh referring to the place of Yerushalayim. So how then did Yerushalayim get her name? So the Medrash Rabbah tells us, in Parshas Vayera, Avram kara oto yireh, shene'emar, vayikra Avraham shem hamakom hahu Hashem yireh. So we have Avraham who called this place that we call Yerushalayim Hashem yireh. Shem kara oto shalim, Shem called it shalim, shene'emar umalki tzedek melech shalim, amar kadosh baruch hu, im ani kore oto yireh, kishem shekaro oto Avraham. Hashem says, now Hashem's in a dilemma. What am I going to call this city? If I call this place Hashem Yireh, like Avraham, Shem Adam Tzadik Mitraim, Shem, this righteous person, he'll get insulted. Ve'im ani korei oto Shalem, but if I call it Shalem, Avraham Ish Tzadik Mitraim, but then if I call it Shalem, like Malki Tzedek, like Shem and Noach called it, then I'm going to insult Avraham, who's also a tzaddik. Ella harini koreoto Yerushalayim, kimosha karush nehem yereh shalem is Yerushalayim. So therefore Hashem says, I'm going to make a pshara, I'm going to make a compromise, I'm going to take the Hashem yereh of Avraham and the shalem of Noach, and I'm going to come up with the word Yerushalayim. Because we have Yaru, and Rashi explains there, Yaru in Gematria is Yirah. Aleph and Hey equals Vav. So instead of Hashem Yirah, Hashem combined it to Yiru. Yiru Shalem. That's the name, Yiru Shalem. And Tosfos brings this medrash and adds to it. Lekach ein anu notnim yud b'Yerushalayim bein lamed lamem al shem shalem. Therefore, if you notice, if you read Tanakh with a critical eye, you will notice that with the exception of five places, Yerushalayim is written Yerushalayim without the yud, because Shalem was the name that Shem ben Noach, the Malki Tzedek, gave. So we have Yeru Shalem, Yeru from Abraham, Hashem Yireh, and Shalem from Malki Tzedek, who's also Shem ben Noach. If this is the case, then why in Torah Shbal Peh, in the Gemara and in the Midrashim and in all in our Tfilos, do we refer to it as Yerushalayim? We don't say Yerushalayim when we daven every day, with the yud, malay, complete. So the Megal HaMukos tells us in Parshas Naso, Nitnosva yud shel Yerushalayim, shehu rosh shel shem bein dalid. Meaning, what is this yud that we added to the name of Yerushalayim? It's the first letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's four-letter name, yud kei vav kei. So the name Yerushalayim, when written with the yud, hints that what? This name is from Hashem. He is the one who combined the name of Shem and the name of Abraham. And so therefore, the yud from his name is added. But Rav Pinchas Friedman, in his Sefer Shvili Pinchas, brings another answer. He quotes the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Chukas, which says, really, the name of the city is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is yachid, it's singular. However, in five places in Tanakh, Yerushalayim is written malay. It's written Yerushalayim, which is plural, rabim. Like we know with other things, if I have two eyes or two ears, I say einayim, aznayim. The yud mem is plural. And the plural form hints to the Yerushalayim shalmata, which is directed and connected to the Yerushalayim shalmala, meaning the lower Yerushalayim, which is connected to the upper Yerushalayim. Like it says in the Gemara in Tainis, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo avo b'Yerushalayim shalmala, ad shavo Yerushalayim shalmata. Mi eikal Yerushalayim lamala, ein dechtiv Yerushalayim habiniyak ir shechabra layachdav. Meaning Hashem says, I'm not going to come to the Yerushalayim shalmala until I come to the Yerushalayim shalmata, the lower Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim that's in this world, as opposed to the Yerushalayim that's paralleled in the upper world. And where do we see this? Like the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Yerushalayim habiniyake k'ir shechabra layachdav. The built Yerushalayim is a city that's connected together. So it seems that there are really two Yerushalayims, the Yerushalayim shalmala and the Yerushalayim shalmata, that are connected together. And we see this in the fact that Yerushalayim is not written Yerushalayim, like just simply as the names of Abraham and the name of Malki Tzedek or Shem, but it's written Yerushalayim in the plural form. However, now in our state of Golus, the Yerushalayim Shalmala is missing from the Yerushalayim Shalmata, and therefore it's written without the Yud in Lashon Yachid. Thus, the holy city, the name of the holy city in Yerushalayim is a contraction of Yira and Shalem. But when Yerushalayim Shalmala Yerushalayim Shalmata is directed towards Yerushalayim and connected to the Yerushalayim Shalmala, a Yud is added to take on the plural form, signifying two Yerushalayims. Not Yerushalayim, but rather Yerushalayim. There's a connection of the lower world of Yerushalayim to the upper world of Yerushalayim. And it's therefore that in our Tzvilos, we don't say Yerushalayim, but we refer to it as Yerushalayim, Malay, with the Yud. We say, V'Yerushalayim ircha barachamim teshuv. We daven to Hashem that we want to return to your city of Yerushalayim, because our deepest desire is that Hashem should return to the Yerushalayim Shalmata together with the Yerushalayim Shalmala. And the name should once again be in the plural form. It should be Yerushalayim. And so therefore, every time we refer to it in our tefillos, we don't say Yerushalayim, because when we want to return to it and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return to the city, we want the Yerushalayim Shalmata to be connected to the Yerushalayim Shalmala. And so therefore, we always refer to it as Yerushalayim and not Yerushalayim. But what was behind the mindset of Abraham that he saw fit to call this place Yerushalayim, to call it a place... to call it Yira, and what was in the mindset of Shem that he called it Shalem? So much so that if Hashem would have called it either Hashem Yireh or Shalem, it would have, so to speak, upset the other person. And I think to better understand this, we have to look at the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, which surrounds him calling the place Hashem Yireh. Bereishis Rabba tells us, Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakom Hahu Hashem Yireh. Avraham called this place, that we know as Yerushalayim, Hashem Yireh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Lefanav Ribon Ha'olamim, Bishasha Amar Tali, Kachna Espinchas Yitzchikcha, Hayali Mala Hashiv, Edmol Amar Taki B'Yitzchaki Karela Chazera, V'achshav Kachna Espincha V'gomer. So Avraham turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Hashem, you know, at the time that you told me, at the time of Akedas Yitzchak, you said, Avraham Avinu, kachas binchas yichidcha, take your one and only son and go and bring him as a korban. Avraham says, I had what to respond to you, right? I could have said to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, yesterday you told me, ki b'Yitzchak yikarei l'chazera, that Yitzchak is going to be your progeny, Yitzchak is going to be your future, and today you tell him to bring me as a korban? V'chas v'shalom, lo asiti kein, ela kavashti rachmi lasot ratoncha. But I didn't do so. I conquered my own desires, my own feelings, my own rachmanas. And what did I do? I did it. I harnessed it in order to fulfill your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehi ratzon mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu. May it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shah sheyu banav shel Yitzchak bayim lidei averos u'maisim ra'im. When it comes to the time that the children of Yitzchak are going to be sinning, they're going to do averos and maisim ra'im and some bad deeds. Tehenis kar lahem osaha akeda, but temelei aleim rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember this akeda. Remember what I did and have Rachmanos on them. So Hashem Yireh is talking about Har HaMoriah, the place of the Akedah. And then the Medrash continues, Avram Karoto Yireh Shenemar Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh Shem Karoto Shalim Shenemar Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim. The Medrash continues that Avram called this place Hashem Yireh, and Malki Tzedek, the king, he called it Shalem, like the Pasuk says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem. So it's based on this that we can say that Shem ben Noach, who was the king of Yerushalayim, he held on to the Midah of Din, of judgment. He said that since Yerushalayim is the palace of the king, a person has to be Shalem. They have to be complete. They have to be whole with the ultimate completeness, because it's inappropriate to come to the king wearing the sackcloth of sin. Right? I can't come before the king dressed in that type of way. If I'm in the king's palace, I have to be in the best possible form. I have to be shalem. And this is what the pasuk says, what means when it says, Vayavo Yaakov shalem ir Shechem. That Yaakov came complete to the city of Shechem. Rashi tells us, shalem begufo, shalem bemamono, shalem betoraso. He came complete with his body, complete with his money, complete with his Torah. Avraham, on the other hand, was the Baal Chesed. And so he included in his prayer and the naming of Yerushalayim the quality of Chesed. Hashem Yireh. Hashem should see. B'sha'a sheyu banav shel Yitzchak ba'im liyadei averos u'maisim ra'im teheinis kar lahem otzoa keza v'temalei aleim rachamim. That even in Yerushalayim, even in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should be slow to anger by activating His mercy, His midas harachamim, until Bnei Yisrael are actually able to do the teshuva shlema. That even in a point that we're at the lowest of the low and that we're sinning, Hashem Yireh, remember the Akedah, Hashem, have Rachmanos on Bnei Yisrael. And we see this idea as referenced in the fact that Shem is called Malki Tzedek. Right? Pesach Eliyahu tells us, Tzedek Yediyah Diyu Din. That Tzedek is Din. Therefore, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu speaking about Yerushalayim states, Aleph Chaf Aleph, Tzedek Yalinba. And the Zohar explains, Tzedek Yalinba, Diba Ish is Koch Gezeri Dedinan Yater Mikol Sha'ar Itri. Meaning, in Yerushalayim, there are more Gezeros of Din than in any other place. Why? Because Yerushalayim is the place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if a person was acting disrespectfully to the king. It's one thing, you know, to be, let's say, disrespectful to a teacher, you know, outside somewhere else. But to be disrespectful to the teacher in the classroom, that's another level. To be disrespectful to the king in his own palace, that's another level. And so therefore, the din is even stronger there. And it's based on this that Shem ben Noach is called Malki Tzedek. Because it was based on this idea of Tzedek that he ruled over Yerushalayim. He ruled over Yerushalayim with the Midah of Din. with this strict judgment. Therefore, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, because his hanhaga, his behavior in Yerushalayim, is with Midas Hadin. He's the Melech Shalem. And Shem, therefore, called it Yerushalayim. Shalem, to hint at the fact that what? In such a place, when you come to the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you come in His presence, you have to act b'shlemus. You have to act in completeness. You have to act in a higher level of behavior. And it's based on this that we can explain the second half of the pasuk, right? We said, what did Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem do for Avram? Hotzilo lechem v'yayin. He brought him out bread and water. So Rashi, we said Rashi commented, why did he do this? Because this is what you do for a person who comes back from battle. Remember, Avram was involved in this battle, the four kings versus the five kings. He obviously was very exhausted. He worked very hard. So it's coming to him. You should bring him some food, help him out. But Rashi continues, right? That what? He showed him, Avraham, here, I'm not upset with you that you killed my son. Remember, we said that Shem's son was Kedar Laomer. He's one of the kings killed in the battle. We see how far Shem's approach extends. It's not only that Shem was not upset in his heart that Avram killed his sons, but on top of that, he went out and he brought him bread and wine, meaning that Malki Tzedek, Shem, acted with Midas Hadin. Since his sons did not follow the ways of Torah, he had no hatred towards Avraham for killing them in this war, because it was based on din. That was what was coming to them. It fit. It was a perfect fit. And so therefore, he wasn't upset. Not only was he not upset, but he went out and brought Avraham bread and wine. And it's because Shem was the Malki Tzedek. He acted based on Tzedek, which is din. He saw it fit to call Yerushalayim Shalem. And for the same reason, he brought Avraham bread and water to show that he had no ill feelings towards Avraham for killing his sons. And it's based on this that we can understand what Hashem said. If I call it Yira like Avraham did, which means that even if Bnei Yisrael do not act with Shlemus, Hashem's going to have Rachmanus on them. Shem Adam Ish Tzadik Mitra'im. Shame would be upset. Why? Because according to his approach, man must be shalem. It's inappropriate to come to your shalem if you're not coming b'shlemus, especially in this place where you're in the king's palace. V'imani okoro to shalem, Avram ish tzadik mitraim. And if I only call it shalem based on the din, Avraham is going to be insulted. He's going to be upset. Because due to his nature of being a Baal Chesed, he davened that Hashem should have Rachmanus on Bnei Israel, even if they are not acting b'shlemus. Therefore, Hashem called it Yerushalem, combining the name of Yira from Avraham with the name of Shalem from Shem. As so to say, even if man is not b'shlemus, Hashem sees the Akedah and has Rachmanas. But the ultimate purpose and the goal is that man should raise himself up to be Shalem. He should reach the ultimate Shlemus. The ideal is when you come, in general, but especially in Yerushalayim, that we come to Shlemus. We have the aspect of Shalem, the Din, the Tzedek of Shem ben Noach. But even if we're not at that point, Hashem Yira'eh, Hashem should have Rachmanas. There is a Rachmanas to allow us to come to the tshuva, to get to that point. So then, therefore, then if this is the case, we have both names, Shem and Avraham, why did Hashem put the name of Avraham, Yirah, before the name of Shem? Especially since we know, chronologically, Shem called it Shalem before Avraham called it Hashem Yirah. So the Yifas Torah on the Medrash explains, Vekdim Shem Shal Avraham, L'shel Shem, L'shel Shem, Yishvam Da'avram Hayat Tzadik Tapei Shem. So the Yafa Torah tells us, okay, so why was Avram's name first, even though chronologically Shem should be first? Okay, because Avram was a bigger tzaddik than Shem. But I think it's based on what we said that we can understand it a little differently. Rashi and Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, by the creation of the world states, Shebetzchila Allah b'machshava livroto b'midas hadin v'ra'a she'ein ho'olam mitkayim v'gdim midas harachamim v'shitva l'midas hadin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, how did He want to create the world? Din. But then Hashem saw The world can't exist just based on din. People won't survive. There will be no world. And so therefore, what did Hashem partner with the midah of din? The midah of rachamim. The din midah harachamim. And he therefore put before the midah sadin, the midah harachamim. And so along the same lines, Hashem did the same thing here by putting Abraham's name before shame. He put the midah of chesed, the midah of rachamim of Abraham, before the midah of din of shame. Just like with the world, Hashem saw that it can exist just based on din. We have to put before the din, we have to add in the rachamim. And so therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines the names of Abraham and shame, he first puts the chesed, the rachamim, before he puts the tzedek and the din. There's another way to understand the name of Yerushalayim, and that's based on the commentary of the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Yedalet. In discussing the Akedah, the Meshech Chachma explains, V'anyan d'shem haya b'dur ha-malbo, v'haya b'teva, v'zan, u'pirnes, kol ha-nevarim sham b'teva, v'ha-ikar haya l'takein hamidos v'ha-pulos shehema hayo mushchasim, she'eschis kol basar dakar, u'mal'a ha-aretz chamas, v'kein limudo haya l'takein hamidos v'ha-tchunos b'chochai. So what was the background of shame? Right? We said Malki Tzedek is also Shem ben Noach. Shem grew up during the Dor HaMabul, when the whole world was wayward, the animals, everything right down to the earth went astray. And he goes into the Mabul, we have the Mabul, and they go into the Teva, and what's his job now? He has to take care of all the creatures. He has to feed them and to help them. And the purpose is, he has to help repair all the characteristics of all the creatures, because that the world was so corrupt that even the animals went wayward. There was violence, there was stealing. The generation lacked appropriate behavior and interaction between man and man. There was a lack of bein adam l'chaveiro, and shame was charged with fixing this. Shame had to go and be metakin this bein adam l'chaveiro of the Dor HaMabul. V'zeh moresh shalim, shehu moresh shekol hamin ha'enoshi hu adam echad, v'kol echad hu aver me'evrei ha'adam ha'gadol, v'kol echad nitzrak l'chaveiro mushpa u'mashpia zeh u'mizeh, yecholim ke'echad nos'im kiyum min ha'enoshi v'nischiyoto. So that's the meaning of shalem. What is shalem? Shalem means complete. It indicates that all of humankind is really one body. We're all collective, one collective being. And just like one arm doesn't hurt the other arm, and one org, and we need, you know, you need the liver, and you need the kidneys, and you need the brain, you need the heart, you need every body part to exist. And each one is influenced and influences the other. All of them together maintain the existence of humankind and its eternity. And it's with this approach that man can correctly interact with his fellow man, because we're shalem. We're all part of one body. And like we said, just like one body part or one organ is not trying to hurt the other, because they know that each one so very much needs the other. Therefore, if I think about it this way, when I interact with my fellow man, I have to interact in a similar fashion, because they're my right arm, they're my leg, they're my liver, they're my heart, they're an integral part of me, and therefore I have to interact with them in such a manner. And with this way, and with this mindset, we can perfect our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Amnam, Abraham, Hitpal Seif Meod Bechachma, the Lamad Kol Darchei Hatoim, Vitvachei Mahem, the Chakar Besichlo, Kiish, Hashem Echad, Mashkiach Al Hakol, Velomasar Hashkachato, Lahakochavim. But Abraham grew up in a different generation than Shem, right? Abraham grew up where everyone was worshipping idols. And what did he do? He inquired deeply into the wisdom, and he studied all the ways of those who are mistaken and argued with them, and concluded that what? There's one God who watches over everything, Hashem didn't give over his supervision to the sun or the moon and the stars like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah believe. They don't have the control. Abraham lived in the generation of Dor HaFlaga, the generation that attempted to attack God, a generation that was steeped in idolatry. And what did he do? He succeeded in stemming the tide of idolatry and spreading monotheism. Thus, He looked at Yerushalayim and he called this place Hashem Yireh, meaning what? Hashem sees and he watches over. There is a God and he is involved in this world. His name of Yerushalayim, signifying the being Adam Lamakom aspect, the aspect of the connection with God. We could see that this in, as well in all the stories surrounding the name of Yerushalayim. Avram finishes an intense war, and Shane comes to him with bread and water. As Rashi comments, such is done for someone who is tired and exhausted from war. Shame's involvement is taking care of his fellow man, and thus this influences the naming of Yerushalayim. That's who Shame was. Shame heard there was a battle. Avram was tired. I have to take care of my fellow man. So what does he do? He goes to bring him bread and water because that was Shame. Shame was Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Shame had to go and be mitaken the sins and the waywardness of the Dor HaMabom. Avraham is involved with the ultimate test. He's involved with sacrificing his beloved only son for Hashem, the ultimate expression of Bein Adam L'Makom. And this influences his naming of Yerushalayim. He named it at the Akeza. When what? He was showing his ultimate belief and connection with God, that he was willing and able to sacrifice his beloved son. And so we can now understand Hashem's dilemma in naming this holy city. Which character trait should he emphasize? Should Hashem emphasize the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro of Shame? Or should he emphasize the Bein Adam L'Makom of Avram Avinu? And Hashem answered that both Shem and Avram are correct. Both the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the interaction between man and man, and the Bein Adam L'Makom, the interaction between man and God, are necessary. Hashem therefore merges both concepts into one name, emphasizing the indispensability of both aspects of Avodah Hashem. If you want to be Oved Hashem, you can't just focus on one or the other. You can't just have Bein Adam L'Makom or Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. You have to have both. And in such a holy city, he therefore synthesized both names, the Hashem Yireh of the Bein Adam L'Makom and the Shalem of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Both aspects are fundamental in our Avodah Hashem and obviously in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you're lacking either, then we can lose the Yerushalayim that we have. Chazal tell us that one of the reasons the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was Avodah Zarah, a violation of Bein Adam L'Makom. And the second Beis HaMikdash, why was that destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam, which is a violation of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Only when we have both components, when we have the Bein Adam L'Makom and we have the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we can merit having Yerushalayim in its entirety. So then, how then can we understand, based on the Meshech Chachma, why the name of Yira, of Avraham, precedes the name of Shalem, of Shem? It's because our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro must be anchored in Bein Adam L'Makom. If our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, our interactions between each other, is based on is influenced by our Bein Adam L'Makom, and our Yiras Hashem, and thus the Yira, signifying our Bein Adam L'Makom, comes first, it all has to stem from that. The name of Avraham comes first because the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro has to be influenced by the Bein Adam L'Makom. It has to come from our Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has to be the cornerstone. In fact, this is what Avraham says to Avimelech in Parshas Vayera, in the Parsha following this whole incident with Malki Tzedek. Avraham and Sarah, what happened? They traveled to Gerar, and Avraham told the people there that Sarah was his sister. And Avimelech, what happens? Oh, it's his sister, so we take Sarah. Hashem comes to Avimelech in a dream, and what does he say to him? Parachav pasagimel, hin chameis al ha'isha asher lakachta v'hu b'ulas ba'al. Hashem says to Avimelech, you know, listen, you're going to die because the woman you took, she's married. So the next morning, Avimelech calls Avraham, and he asks him, ma ra'ita ki asita et hadavar hazeh? What did you see that you did this thing? V'amar Avraham. So Avraham responds, Ki amarti rak ein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh v'harguni al devar ishti. Avram says, there is no fear of God in this place, and I will be killed on the account of my wife. And the Malbim there explains, Hodi alo shegam im nira ish o'am shehu filosof gadol v'chakak lo nimusim yisharim v'hirgil et atmo b'midot tovot al pi atas sichlo. Avram's telling Avimelech, it could be that there's a nation. They're very philosophical. They're enlightened, right? They have nimusim yesharim. They have all the right manners. And they accustom themselves to act with proper midos, etc. But it's all based on their own seichel. V'hu oseh mishpat, v'tzedakah, v'hakolah, pi'atzah sichlo. And the nation, they're just, they have courts, they have tzedek, they have mishpat, they do all these righteous things, but it's all based on their own seichel. B'chol zeh, lo nuchal levtoch al ha'ish ha'hu, o ha'am ha'hu. Nevertheless, though they seem very righteous and they have all the rules and the manners and they're super enlightened, you can't trust such a person or such a nation. Shebe'esh tehu ta'ava tol aso rakshet. Shetamid v'gavar sechlo al tavato ki v'hefech eit v'erbo eish tavato el eish eskein ohon re'eu v'ayin ro'eh az gam sechlo v'leich shoel l'rtzoch v'lin of laso kol ra. He says, because what happens when his taiva, when his desire comes and it entices him to do something bad, we're not so guaranteed that the seichel is going to be to overcome the taiva. The taiva, the desire, is very strong. And what's going to happen? The seichel is going to lose out. And therefore, he's going to go and possibly kill someone or do some terrible evil, some terrible bad. Rak koch echad nimtza b'nefesh ha'adam asher bo nuchal levtoch shelo nechta. There's only one koach, there's one power that's found in the nefesh, in the soul of man, that can ensure that a person's not going to come to sin. V'hi midas hayira hashtula b'nefesh. And what is that? Yira, fear of God that's in the soul. Ash mimere itzaf se'if echad shehu yiras elokim. Until you create an entity of yiras elokim, eitimalei ha'nefesh me'yiras elokim, hamashkif al negleyu v'nistara v'atofeh al kol ma'asav, az gam eit yagvira lav yitro yeira'e v'yivosh melech hagadol haro'e kol ma'asav v'yathir ma'asat ra. So when a person is filled with Yiras Elokim, he understands that what? There is a being, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a God, a King, who sees everything, not just what's revealed. He knows what you do in your private room. He knows what you're feeling in your heart of hearts. Then he will be overcome by his Yetzer. Then, when he's overcome with this by his Yetzer Hara, he will be fearful and embarrassed that Hashem sees what he does, and he will be careful not to do bad. So that is the assurance that a person won't be overcome by their taiva, by their desire, and come to do terrible things. It's when he has Yiras Elokim, when he knows there's a higher being, there's a higher entity that sees everything, even in the most hidden chambers of his heart. Va'al zamar ki amarti hagam shara'iti imcha sheheim ba'alei midos tovos osim mishpat v'tzedakah v'lo ra'iti bam shum dofi rak chisaron echad she'ein yiras elokim b'makom hazeh. So Avram Avinu turns to Avimelech and he says, yes, it's true. I see that you are a very cultured nation and you have very nice manners and you do tzedakah and mishpat. You're very righteous. But I see that there's one thing there's lacking here in Gvar, and that is Yiras Elokim. Ki iyashar sheyeh bam Yiras Elokim rak im aminim mahashkach apratish Hashem ro'ev yodeo mashkiach al kol alilot mitzade gavar. Lo im va'amar sha'olam kadmon medaheg b'derech hateva. And the only way to have Yiras Elokim is if you believe that there's hashkach apratish. That what? God is involved, that he's watching over everything we do. If you believe that there's an antiquated God, that he created the world and he left, so who's supervising? Who's watching what's going on? Who's accounting for everything that's going on? If you believe that now God created the world and it's run by nature, by the Teva, then you can have Yiras Elokim. V'harguni al devar ishti. So what's going to happen? The people here are going to kill me because of my wife. Lo uchal levtoch bam. I can't trust them. They're going to see a beautiful woman, and what's going to happen? The desire of the taiva is going to burn strongly inside of them. They're not going to be able to conquer their desires. They're going to kill me. Achar shalo yiru elokim haskil levadov and yimusim hasichliim lo yamidu bifnei zruas hataiva. Because they don't have yiras elokim, all their fine manners and their justice and their righteousness won't stand for a second at the time that their desires are overcoming them, that they're being engulfed by their desire, that the desire is burning so strongly inside of them. And at first glance, when we think of the story of Gerar, we think, ah, the people of Gerar were sinners. They were bad. They were immoral. And therefore, they would not be able to control themselves. Avram knew that he was going to such a terrible place. And therefore, he had to say the story that, oh, Sarah is not my wife. She's my sister. But the Malbim is not saying that. He's saying that it's the opposite. The people of Gerar had fine character traits. They were involved in Staka. They were involved in Mishpat. Their only shortcoming was one, that they lacked Yiras Hashem. But with this type of chisaron, with this type of shortcoming, it doesn't matter how many milas, how many positive attributes they have or a city has, there is a fear that what? V'harguni al devar ishti. That they're going to kill me because what? They're going to have that taiva for such a beautiful woman or some other taiva. It is therefore that Avram states, Rak ein yiras Elokim. Rak only, meaning the only thing that the people of Gerar lacked was what? A fear of heaven. And it's based on this that we can understand Avimelech's complaint to Abraham. This was the debate between Avimelech and Abraham. Avimelech knew that his people were special and that they possessed good midos, and therefore clearly a group that had good midos would never do such a bad thing. Like, of course, if you would have told me that this was your wife, I would have never touched her. But Abraham disagreed, and he said that without Yiras Elokim, all the good midos in the world cannot save a person from the strength of his desires. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damo, gave this drasha, a drasha on this very topic in Berlin in the years preceding World War II. And he said that Avram saw things in Gerar. He saw a lot of nice things. He saw progressive thinking, he saw culture, he saw art, etc. But there was one thing missing, and that was Yiras Elokim. And without it, all the milas, all these positive things, are worthless. And therefore, one must suspect the Harguni, that maybe they're going to come and kill me. And this is exactly what the Malbim said. In Rav Elchanan's words, he alluded to Germany, the country that had so many great attributes, but completely lacked the Yiras Elokim. Fortunately, not much time passed before the truth of Rav Elchanan's words were revealed, as he was tragically killed in the Holocaust. Sefer Koheles ends with the following pasuk. We say, Sof davar hakol nishma, Es ha'elokim yirav yas mitzol sav shmar, ki zeh kol adam. The end of the day, everything is heard. Fear God and keep his mitzvos, because this is the essence of man. The value of man is what? It's completely dependent on his yirah shamayim. Because without it, he's simply a bal chayim. He's just simply an animal made in the image of God. Yiras Hashem must be first. It has to guide man's behavior. And I think that this point helps us understand shame's mistake. And it's also for this reason that the name of Avraham, the Hashem Yireh, the Bein Adam Al-Makom, comes first. You see, in the same story of Av, shame coming and bringing Avraham the food and the water, the bread and the water, he makes a mistake. What does he do? He gives Avraham a bracha. He says, Baruch Avraham le'el elyon kone shemayim va'aretz, u'baruch el elyon Hashem magin tzarecha biyadecha. Blessed are you, Avraham, and blessed are you, Hashem. The Gemara Nedarim Lamebet Amebet tells us, Amar Rabbi Zechariah, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, sorry, B'kesha Kadosh Baruch Hu lehotzi akuna mishem, Shenemar v'hu kohen v'gomer, b'shvil shekdim birkas eved l'kono. Shenamar Baruch Avraham v'gomer u'baruch el elyo natla mizaro v'nanala Avraham avinu. Shenamar ata kohen la'olam al divrasi malki tzedek. At that point in time, what did Shem do? He blessed Avraham and then he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara Nedarim tells us that originally, who was supposed to be the kohen? Shem. We said that malki tzedek was the kohen, right? And it was because, what did Shem do? He first blessed Avraham before he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lost the kahuna, and it was given to Avraham Avinu. Shem cared tremendously for his fellow man. We know that he spent a lot of time caring for the animals in the Teva. And so when Avraham was tired after the war, he went to bring him food. Not only that, but he blessed him. But what Shem didn't realize was that Bein Adam L'Chavero is not enough. It always has to be steeped in Bein Adam L'Makom, in Yiras Hashem. Hashem has to come first, which he failed to do in his blessing. And it is therefore that Hashem says, Avraham's going to be the Kohen. Ata kohen la'olam, al devarasi malki tzedek. But remember, your rule, which is one of tzedek, must be al devarasi, based on God's word, in order for tzedek to last. In order to have real justice, real mishpat, it has to be based on Hashem's word. It can't just be what's polite or what's righteous. It has to be because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. This is God's word. And this is how to make it strong. And this is how to make it last. And so therefore, Malki Tzedek lost the kahuna. And it was given to Avram. Because if you want to have Tzedek, like the Pasuk tells us, Al Dvarasi Malki Tzedek, it's got to be based on my words. It's got to be with Yiras Hashem, with Yiras Elokim, with Bein Adam LaChavera, with Bein Adam LaMakom. That has to come first. And so when we constantly think about Yerushalayim and we daven that the city be rebuilt, we have to remember the lesson contained within the city's name. We should aspire to shleimus, completion, to wholeness, to coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace in the best way we can, to excelling in every area possible. But we also have to remember that if we're not there yet, that if we didn't get there, we'll work towards there, but Hashem Yera'eh. Hashem has rachamim, and he's waiting for us to get there. But the goal is the shleimus. The goal is getting there. And that we have to work on our Bein Adam L'Chavero and our interaction with our fellow man and with the world. But we have to remember that what? It has to be steeped by the year, steeped in and influenced by the Yira, by the Bein Adam L'Makom. That we have Yira'eh, and we have Shalim, we have Bein Adam L'Chavero, we have Bein Adam L'Makom, and they're both very important aspects to Yerushalayim, to the Jewish people, to the Beis HaMikdash. But we have to remember that all the nice things we do, all the Bein Adam L'Chavero, has to be Hashem Yira'eh. The Yeru has to come first. The Bein Adam L'Makom has to influence our Bein Adam L'Chavero. And then, in Mir Tashem, we're going to be able to reconnect the Yerushalayim Shalmala with the Yerushalayim Shalmata permanently, and therefore we will permanently be able to change the name of Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, to the plural name with the final Geula. We'll have an Ir Shechabrala Yachdav, B'mhera B'yameinu, Mir Tashem this year on Yom Yerushalayim.